This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. As the calendar turns over, we take a closer look at what things may look like in the future for Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. In studio is Chancellor Carlo Montemagno. Chancellor, thanks for coming in.
Oh, good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
So, as I've said, you know, we've turned over to 2018. A lot of people see the change in the year and they think, okay, well, we need to look at enrollment and retention and what are the numbers going to look like for SIU? Any hope that you'll see a stabilization of the student population?
I don't think we'll see a stabilization. I think we're going to see a continual decline because the activities that we're engaged in haven't taken into effect yet. So we're still in the process of moving forward and redefining and rebranding our institution to the world. And as that goes forward, we'll be able to, in the future, I think, stabilize our enrollment, begin increasing and growing our enrollment.
So if not this year, people want to know when. When are things going to get better for SIU? And I know that that's looking into a crystal ball for some people, but what do you tell people who ask you that?
Well, the plan is that we should have an agreement in principle on what our university is going to look like in accordance with the reorganization that we're going forward. And from that reorganization, we'll be able to promote the programs that we have and promote the new programs that we're going to be creating. So if you look at the fact that this late winter and early spring or when the class of 19 are beginning to decide where they're going to go to school, if we get this done in the springtime, we should be able to see at the very least a stabilization in our enrollment and with putting us on the path to grow enrollment by 19. If for some reason we're not able to get this agreement in principle done by springtime, it'll be 2020.
So what are you telling or what are you directing your admissions department to tell potential students about what they can expect in the academic year that starts this fall, 2018 to 2019?
We're telling them, the reorganization does not impact our programs at all. So the programs are the same. The courses will be the same. The degree accreditation is the same. The professors who teach the courses are the same. So from a student perspective, it's not very different. What the reorganization does is it repositions it so that we're able to more efficiently broadcast and highlight the stars that we have here. So I like to think about a tapestry. If you have a tapestry and when there's a constellation of lights, pinpoints of lights all over the place, but this reorganization is going to take those pinpoints of light and combine them into 20 different bright beacons where we have nationally competitive weight in. And so this reorganization is going to make those beacons shine so it becomes very visible of the great things that we have at our institution. That is what's going to drive the students to come.
A lot of people watched and read about the Board of Trustees meeting that happened back in December where there was quite a lot of vocal opposition to the reorganization plan. And there at one point, I know at least one person said, if the chancellor came to us with one of the reorganization proposals from a few years ago, you wouldn't see this level of opposition. Is there any thought in your mind that you can step back and go to one of those older proposals?
The older proposals, the proposal in 2013 that came out, is consistent with the reorganization that we're doing. This proposal came through and it talked about combining programs into schools. It talked about combining programs in the College of Liberal Arts and into the same sort of tracks that we're doing. It's very, very similar. You know, it's been, you know, 5 years have passed, and based on those 5 years, the change in market, the change in activities, it's evolved. But the structure and the themes that have been put in place are almost identical to what was proposed in 2013. Just nobody acted on it.
We've seen grievances filed against the university by the Faculty Association, and some of their complaints are still there that they believe that the way this is being done is wrong. In your mind, where does the reorganization stand?
The reorganization is going forward. We have followed all of the rules that we believe we have followed all the rules laid out in the contract. It is progressing according to that timeline, and I do not see a slowdown in moving forward. As a matter of fact, I'm working with a number of groups of faculty, and I think that there are a number of groups of faculty that are going to vote to move the process ahead at an accelerated rate, probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
One thing I know people have asked me as they hear about the, you know, this group is opposed to it, but you hear that there are some that are okay. Can this reorganization work if some portions of it move forward but others don't?
It won't be optimal. And in reality, we need to do it all, because the underlying strength of this is the fundamental change in the way we're allocating resources.
And of course, this reorganization plan continues to evolve. It'll come back before the Board of Trustees at their February meeting. With that, we're out of time. Chancellor, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller.